All right, guys, welcome to podcast number 23, the coronavirus podcast. So today's podcast is going to serve a few purposes. One, I'm going to start to talk through what's going on with all the online training, the online programming, how we're navigating that. We had to get that thrown up pretty quick. It's also going to, in a way, almost serve as like a two-part thing. As me and Andy are just going to discuss this because we haven't had a ton of meeting time during this. We've been trying to get all of our clients loaded up, figure out what to do with you guys, try and get everyone on the same page, and just try and figure out what to do with the equipment that you have. But the one thing we want to do that's really unique for our gym is not just necessarily like, you know, put a watt on Wattify or on a blog and then just say, hey, you can do that, or like, you know, do like a virtual workout that maybe half of us could do. We're all kind of on different schedules. Some of us are stuck at home with kids. We all have different things going on. And so what we're trying to really do is create a ton of value for you guys, customize these workouts, customize this training, and really try and get it to fit with you and your life right now, and deliver value on that membership. True value and not just charity. So, you know, that's just kind of how I want to lead off. Andy, you have any opening thoughts on that?
Well, I just know, like me, I've acquired stuff over the years, and like, we're all going in, we're all going to be inside. I mean, we can go outside and run and do all that stuff, but I mean, with what everything's happening right now, nobody really knows how we're going to come out of this. So, I mean, for me, I remember Monday when we knew noon class, when we knew it got shut down, we did a long workout, and just for that 15 minutes, it was just back to normal. It was fun. We're just hanging out and working out. So that is, it's just what is going to help at least me take my mind off all this stuff and kind of move through this. And I have to work. So that's really all I'm up to. And just, I don't want to lose it. I see people that are just sitting around all this stuff, and I know that's just going to get boring, having been locked down before and stuff like that. Like, we're in this, so yeah. I just want to keep some semblance of real life, so when we get about 4 to 8 weeks into this, like, we're not going crazy. We've got some kind of schedule. Like, no, we're not trying to push performance. Most of us, like, don't have that kind of access, can't do that. And I realize that, and everyone realizes that, so we're just trying to make do with what we got. I've got some lemons. I'm trying to make some lemonade here, keep some kind of life together here while we can get through this and come out the other end.
Yeah, that's a great point.
In nutrition, like, I've never been really a big nutrition person, but this is it. Like, this is the test right here. I mean, for kind of life, like, you got to eat good now. You can just, I know the first week's going to be kind of like, oh, we all just sit around and stuff, but that doesn't go away now.
I actually think a lot of people are going to come out of this pretty shredded. Anxiety, you know, it works two different ways. For some people, they, you know, they nervously eat, and then some people, it just turns off that hunger signal, which that kind of happens to me. And like, I have to eat on a schedule, or I just won't eat all day because I'm, you know, a ball of nerves during something like this. But I think it's easy to, like, this is a great time where you can just get really dialed in on nutrition and eat on a schedule and eat really healthy. Just being healthy and keeping your immune system is going to be super duper important during this.
And there's just so much stuff out there. Like, it's not time for salt. Like, eat food. Let's get some food going.
Yeah.
Like, again, help out the people around here, local. Like, eat the local food. Eat that good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. So,
in my, like, Lindsay's working from home right now, and she has to remind me to eat. So I've got her reminding me, like, just don't not eat. Eat food. It's easy to not eat meals when you're just sitting at home, we're running around.
Yeah, that's been my problem.
Team effort. She'll make sure, like, the other night when we got home Monday, like, she sat there and just kept bitching at me to eat, just kept reminding me, like, you're going to eat that, you're going to eat that. And so it's a team.
Well, you're just, your brain's going a million miles an hour, you know, during this, and it's hard to even remember to finish a meal.
And somebody's like, oh, this is on YouTube. I'm like, who is sitting around watching YouTube right now?
Yeah. Well, what I want to do is start to dive into the nuts and bolts of the programming, what's going on, kind of where we're all at on this. So I'll go back about a week. So right around Monday is when this stuff seemed to really be getting serious last Monday. And what I started to do is throw all my effort into creating an 8-week program. So I started to see what was going on in China, researching it more, and then in Europe, and it was hitting there hard. And I'm like, this is, started to understand that this was a real possibility of coming here. So that's when I started to cook up the plan that what we're rolling with right now. And I went ahead and created this 8-week shell of a plan that we got out to everybody. And if you haven't got that, let us know. And we'll go ahead and get that out to you right away. But I started to crack away at, getting that 8-week shell up. And then after that, it's just been trying to get everyone onto it. Now the process is trying to get us all on the same page, but now I'm going to tweak, refine, and add to it as time goes on. And then I'll get into in a second how your coach and Andy's doing a phenomenal job of actually customizing this to what you've got. One thing I want to talk about is we are all starting this plan on different days with different equipment. What I would love for us to collectively do, if possible, on Monday, try to start day one, week two, Monday. Because a lot of us are just starting today. Some of us started right away the second we got it out. Some even combined a workout or two into one day because you're just sitting at home. But starting on day one, week two, and what I'm going to start to do is actually inject optional or extra credit workouts, depending on the equipment you have access to, or if you want to go outside to some of those like pull-up bars and things that I showed you guys in that workout.
Stairs.
Yep, stairs. So I'm going to start adding all of those things into the plan, and I'm going to actually plan 7 days of training a week. And we all have different schedules. Right now it's 5 days a week. You don't have to do all 7 days, but you're going to have options for 7 days because we do have members. You know, we've got that whole crew of people every month that, you know, they're hitting 6.8 workouts a week, and they're really probably hitting all seven. It's just that they forgot to maybe sign in one day. So I'm going to plan 7 days of training. You guys can cherry pick around that a little bit. And then what we can do too is you can ask your coach, and I started doing this. I did a good example with Mallory Ignemeyer today. She was like, "Hey, I'd like a long workout. I've been stressed out. Can you plan something long for me?" And I planned a 45-minute AMRAP with rowing and some things that she had at her house. And so we can go ahead and start to add things like that into your plan and customize that to you. Again, we're trying to deliver value on that. Andy, I'm going to kind of pass it off to Andy because he's been crushing it with that and really hooking everyone up with some cool stuff.
I'm just trying to inundate people with everything. So mobility, I know everyone's just going to be sitting around on their couches and stuff, and that's just going to start hurting your back. Everybody's going to be rounding over, and then that's going to be a thing in about a week. His backs and shoulders are going to start hurting. So just trying to get people up and off the couch, like what I'm just laying in my living room doing, like that's going to be serious soon. You can ask Mandy and Maddie, like it's going to happen. Just sitting around all day is not good. So get outside, just driving here, like just working out outside, and just go out and see, like there's people outside. It's okay. Like, well, it's fine. So just go out, see people. Don't just stay inside all the time. So do running workouts. If you can go outside, do burpees out there, do something like that. But yeah, I'm just trying to inundate people because this is the time to cherry pick. If there was ever a time, this is the time to cherry pick. Pick whatever workout you want to do and do it that day. Don't feel like you have to do something you don't want to do because you're not going to do it. So cherry pick the crap out of these workouts, and I'm just going to try to flood you with them and give you as many as humanly possible for you to cherry pick and move every day.
Yeah, that's so really what I'm doing is so I'm giving everyone this base program, and then we're modifying things. And I'm giving your coach, your personal coach, 100% of the freedom to individually customize and design that for you guys as well, and to be able to tweak things up. Like, I'm not saying, hey, we all have to only do this. If they want to customize things, if people have different goals, or they don't have a dumbbell, they have a barbell, and you know, I'm allowing people to go ahead and tweak that up and modify things for their clients.
If you saw something cool on Instagram or something, want to do it, do it. Tell me about it. How did it go? Let's talk about it. Like, have fun. Keep it fun.
I do think the one thing that will help us as coaches, though, if we can send those messages through the True Coach website on that little messenger, it keeps everything right there. So when we actually log on to True Coach, we can see it. So we see it right there, and then we can modify your program on the website rather than getting it on an email or a text on the phone or through Instagram. So then we're looking at Instagram and then one-handing it on the website, and it just things get a little bit muddy when we do that. So if we can keep those messages.
I'm trying to get a second phone right now.
Yeah, exactly. But if we can keep those messages right there on True Coach, that helps, because whenever I'm jumping on that all day, I'm just cranking away on that.
I'm going to send my number out to everyone and just be like, it's so much. I'd be flooded with text, but that's fine.
Yep.
It's just so much easier to have it somewhere. It's one spot.
Yeah. I think that True Coach app is a great place.
It puts it all there.
Because it's, you see that and then you can real time. It's just like old school.
Honestly,
like,
yeah.
AOL Instant Messenger.
The app just updates and tells you,
That's what I like about it. I'm like, just going back and forth.
That's true. I honestly haven't even downloaded that yet.
So
I've
been
stuck on this.
I use it on the desktop version. So even on your phone is going to work better than the actual apps.
Yeah.
It just like you can see everything better. The actual apps themselves, I think they need a little work,
I hate that app to make stuff. I just keep killing my laptop, but
the laptop works better. It's the way to go.
Yeah. I miss AOL.
I know. I'm telling you, AOL.
BRB.
AOL was awesome. I miss it too. I've told people actually the early days of AOL. We're going to go all over the place in this conversation.
Yeah, because that was before text.
It was before text.
Yeah.
In the early days of
junior
AOL.
High. Yeah, junior high.
True AOL was like Facebook too. Everyone was, that was the only like internet
AIM
service.
Man.
But you had AIM and AOL and you had a profile, you could have pictures.
Oh yeah.
The whole deal was Facebook. People like thought Facebook was this unique idea. I'm like, AOL was doing that in 95.
You just sit there like it says they're on.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, then LimeWire ruined everything.
Maybe it'll come back while we're all locked down in the house. All right. I want to get back on track here. So I'm adding 7 days a week of programming starting next week, some optional workouts. Again, we all have different schedules, so don't freak out if you're off schedule or if you miss a day. I would like everyone to try and train 5 days a week. That would be ideal. And a lot of us don't have an excuse to, we don't have time. Most of us are going to have a lot of time. Some of us not, we may be working overtime. Depending on what we're doing.
So that's the thing. Like, I've got Josh and Eric, and they just like those guys work out all day, anyways. And so like just have at it, boys. And then let's see. So it's stuff like if you've got extra time and like you have the want, let me know.
The big thing is what I'd love for everyone to do, even if you're not a big social media person. Like I don't love posting to social media. I actually try and do it once a month just to make sure my accounts aren't going totally stale, but post your videos of all your training. It's going to really help rally the community, and it's fun to see everyone's workouts and that they're doing it. And kind of we're all in this together, and it's been cool so far. Our feed, it's never looked like this. It's just everyone's doing these workouts, and I think we can actually even do a better job. We've got maybe 20 or 30 people on the feed right now, and we've got, 300 plus athletes going at it. So, I'd love to see 200 things across there of everyone doing their workout that day. I think that would be really neat. It's an awesome time to pull together, and just kind of like going from that. It's been awesome having Mike here. He's been helping us put videos together, and what we're going to continue to do as long as possible, as long as we're not completely just locked in our house, is I'm going to continue to put out content for you guys to add value to your membership and help you guys with the workout plan and make sense of it. Myself and Andy, we're still pretty new to True Coach as well, so we're figuring this out as we go along, but these videos, I think, will really help you make sense of the program a little bit more. And I'm going to start to talk a little bit more about tips for the tempo training and some of these moves that you're going to be more commonly seeing. Like, we didn't do a lot of goblet squats in class at tempo. Like, that wasn't a thing that we did a ton. This is something you're going to see a fair amount, you know, in this training program. You're going to see, like, kneeling presses and, you know, suitcase reverse lunges, things that, like, you know, we've touched in class, but you're going to see this consistently. So we're going to do some training videos where we're talking about the nuances of these movements so you guys can really dial them in and kind of fine tune everything as well. You know, one thing that I really want to talk about, and, you know, I'll try not to actually honestly get choked up here, is, you know, kind of going through these last few days has probably been the most humbling experience of my entire life and the toughest week of my entire work career. You know, going from having what in this industry is, you know, thought to be a pretty successful business, to in like a day or two feeling like you're relying on almost charity, really puts things into perspective and really humbles you and brings you down to earth real fast. And everyone sticking with us and everyone who's continuing to pay a membership and is part of this new True Coach online community and program that we have, what you guys are doing is, I don't even know if you can fully wrap your head around and grasp, how important and what it means, to the staff here. You know, what it means is them not having to go to the unemployment office and, you know, ask for a check from the government, which is something that, you know, would really, you know, it means a lot and to help boost everyone's pride and self-esteem to not have to do that. And with the way everyone's pulling together, you know, I think we can get through this and maybe not have to go there. It's incredible. And I didn't understand maybe like the impact that we did have on people because of how many people, I mean, we've had people who weren't current members actually, you know, email and, sign back up for the gym and get on this online program. And, it blows me away. You know, I know I'm going to work and have been working 10 times as hard as I ever have in my entire life, to keep this whole thing rocking and rolling. And when we come out of this gym isn't going to look the same. It's going to be better. It's going to be better than it's ever been. You know, if they let me in here, I'm going to, you know, we're going to paint this whole thing. And I mean, this gym, this whole place, and the amount of pride I'm going to take in it and how I'm never going to take it for granted again. You know, it's, everything's going to change, but it's going to change for the better. And I'm not planning on going anywhere ever. So, you know, just know that for me. I don't know if you have anything to follow up with that, Andy, but yeah.
That's why, I mean, I've been doing, that's, now you get me. So, like, if you're signed up with me, you get me. I mean, I've been doing this for, since I was 15, I guess. And, like, I don't know, not just working out to me. So, I know everybody needs training. I know they want to come out of this fitter. That's where my mind's at. Like, I'm not just going to roll over here. So, I'm going to get fitter out of this. That's what I do. That's what I've always done. That's what I'm always going to do. I'm never going to give up CrossFit. I've done it for however long. So I just roll on just steady as she goes. I mean, I'm going to lift weights today. Like for me, I'm going to get better through this. So I'm just going to take everyone with me. So we all got to work out. Let's do it. And that's what I bring. That's what I'm bringing to it.
So guys, just like we've been doing, we're not going to be lazy on this. More content, more videos, more information is going to come out every day. If you guys have any questions along the way, keep us posted. If we're not back to you right away, occasionally, you know, we do have to eat and sleep. and do things like that. But I'm living on my phone. I'm living on my computer every second I basically can. So we'll get back to you guys as fast as possible. If anyone hasn't got a program yet, please send your email in. Please ask.
There was a flood. It may have gotten missed.
Yes. We think we've got around to almost everybody, but please ask.
If you haven't been contacted, that's like send it again.
And if you're on the fence about it and you don't know, the one thing I can say is that I think you're going to get your value out of your membership just like you are from coming to the gym. And if you're just sitting in your apartment or your house, what we're going to deliver to you is going to help keep you motivated through this whole process and keep you actually training and not just sitting around watching Netflix. So if we can deliver anything, it's you getting fitter through this whole thing rather than getting fatter. So I think that's probably a good spot to end it.
Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Stay healthy, guys. More content coming almost every day if we can. We'll see you soon.